Book of 1 Thessalonians. Chapter 1. Paul and Silvanus and Timothy to the congregation of the Thessalonians in Elohim the Father and the Master Yahshua Messiah. Grace and peace to you from Yahweh our Father and the Master Yahshua Messiah. We give thanks to Elohim always concerning you all, remembering you always in our prayers, mentioning before Elohim the Father the works of your faith and labor of love, and the patience of your hope in our Master Yahshua Messiah. For we know that you are the elected ones, my brethren and beloved of Elohim. For our good news did not come to you in word only, but also in power, and in the Holy Spirit, and in much assurance, even as you know how we lived among you for your sakes. And you became imitators of us and of our Master, welcoming the word in much affliction with joy of the Holy Spirit. So that you became examples to all those believing in Macedonia and Achaia. For the word of Elohim sounded out from you not only in Macedonia and Achaia, but also in every place your faith toward Elohim has gone out, so that there is no need for us to have to say anything. For they themselves announce concerning us what kind of entrance we have to you, and how you had turned to Elohim from the idols, to serve the true and living Elohim. And to await his Son from heaven, even Yahshua, whom he raised from the dead, for it is he who will deliver us from the coming wrath. Chapter 2. For brothers, you yourselves know our entrance to you, that it has not been without fruit. But also suffering before and being treated shamefully in Philippi, then with more struggle, we were bold in our Elohim to preach the good news of Messiah. For our comfort did not proceed from deception, nor from impurity, nor enticing speech. But even as we have been approved by Elohim to be entrusted with the good news, so we speak not to please men, but to please Elohim, the one trying our hearts. And we have never used flattering words, even as you know, to conceal greed, Elohim is witness. And we have not sought support from men, neither from you, nor from others, when we could have been burdensome on you for our maintenance, as apostles of Messiah should be. But we were humble in your midst, even as a foster mother should warmly cherish her children. So yearning over you, we were well pleased to impart to you not only the good news of Elohim, but also our own lives, because you have become beloved to us. For, brothers, you remember our labor and toil, night and day, working in order not to put a burden on any one of you, we proclaim to you the good news of Elohim. You are witnesses in Elohim also, how holy and righteously and blamelessly we were to you, those believing. Even as you know each one of you, how as a father to his children, exhorting and consoling you, testifying for you to walk worthily of Elohim, the one calling you to his kingdom and glory. And because of this we give thanks to Yahweh without ceasing, that having received the word of hearing from us, you welcomed it as of Elohim, not as a word of men, but as it is, truly the word of Elohim, which also works in you, the ones believing. For, brothers, you became imitators of the congregations of Yahweh being in Judea in Messiah Yahshua, because you also suffered these things by your own fellow countrymen, as they did also by the Jews. Who both killed the Master Yahshua and their own prophets, also having driven us out, and not pleasing Elohim, and being contrary to all men. Forbidding us from speaking to the nations in order that they be saved, adding this to their sins always. But the wrath of Elohim is come on them to the fullest. But, brethren, we have been deprived of your affection for a little while, yet only in presence, and not in heart, we were much more eager with much love to see your faces. Because of this, we desired to come to you, truly I, Paul, both once and twice, but Satan hindered us. For what is our hope, or joy, or crown of glorying? Is it not even you, in the presence of our Master Yahshua Messiah at his coming? For you are our glory and joy. Chapter 3. So, because we could no longer stand these obstacles, we decided to remain in Athens alone, and sent Timothy, our brother and minister of Elohim, and our fellow worker in the good news of Messiah, in order to establish you and to encourage you concerning your faith. That no one be drawn aside by these afflictions. For you yourselves know that we are appointed to this. For even when we were with you, we said to you before that we are about to suffer tribulations, as it also happened, even as you know. Because of this, no longer enduring, I also sent to know your faith, that the tempting one, not somehow tempt you, and our labor should come to be in vain. But now Timothy coming to us from you, and announcing good news to us of your love and faith, and that you have good remembrance of us always, longing to see us, even as also we long to see you. Because of this we were comforted over you, brothers, on all our affliction and distress through your faith, because now we can live happily, if you should stand fast in our Master. For what thanks are we able to return to Elohim concerning you, over all the joy with which we rejoice because of you before our Elohim? Night and day praying exceedingly for me to see your face, and to complete the things lacking in your faith? But may our Elohim and Father Himself, and our Master Yahshua Messiah, direct our way to you. And may the Master make you to increase and to abound in love toward one another and toward all, even as we do also toward you. In order to establish your hearts blameless in holiness before our Elohim and our Father at the coming of our Master Yahshua Messiah with all His saints. Chapter 4. For the rest, then brothers, we beg you and we exhort in our Master Yahshua, even as you received from us how you ought to walk and to please Elohim, that you abound more. For you know what commands we gave you through the Master Yahshua. For this is the will of Elohim, your sanctification, for you to abstain from fornication. Each one of you to know to possess his vessel in sanctification and honor. Not in passion of lust, even as also the nations do, not knowing Elohim. Not to go beyond and to overreach his brother in the matter, because the avenger concerning all these is Elohim, even as we told you before, and solemnly testified. For Yahweh did not call us to uncleanness, but to holiness. Therefore, the one that does an injustice does not wrong man, but Yahweh, even he giving his Holy Spirit to us. Now as to brotherly love, you have no need for me to write to you, for your own nature teaches you of Elohim, to love one another. For you also do it toward the brothers in all Macedonia. But brothers, we exhort you to increase your love more and more. And that you strive to be quiet, and to attend to your own affairs, and that you labor with your own hands, as we commanded you. That you may lead a life of good example toward those outside, and that you may have need of nothing. But I want you to know, my brethren, concerning those who sleep, that you should not grieve, as the rest do who have not hope. For if we believe that Yahshua died and rose again, even so Elohim through Yahshua, will also bring with him all those who have fallen asleep. For we say this to you in the word of Elohim, that we the living who remain to the coming of our Master will not at all go before those who have fallen asleep. Because the Master himself shall come down from heaven with a commanding shout of an archangel's voice, and with the trumpet of Yahweh. And the dead in Messiah will rise again first. Then we who remain alive will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet with our Master in the air. And so we will always be with our Master. So, then, comfort each other with these words. Chapter 5. But concerning the times and the seasons, brethren, you have no need that I write to you. For you yourselves know accurately that the day of Yahweh comes as a thief in the night. For when they say, peace and safety, then suddenly destruction comes upon them, like the travail to the woman with child, and not at all shall they escape. But you, brethren, are not in darkness, that the day should overtake you as a thief. You are all sons of light and sons of day, we are not of night, nor of darkness. So then, we should not sleep, as the rest also do, but we should watch and be sober. For those sleeping, sleep by night, and those having been drunk are drunk by night. But let us who are children of the day be alert, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and as a helmet put on the hope of salvation. Because Yahweh has not appointed us to wrath, but for obtaining of salvation through our Master Yahshua Messiah. He dying on our behalf, so that whether we are awake or we sleep, we may live together with Him. Therefore, encourage one another, and build up one another, as you indeed do. And we beseech you, my brethren, that you respect those who labor among you, and who admonish you in our Master, and instruct you. Even esteem them very highly in love and be at peace with them because of their work's sake. And we beseech you, my brethren, that you correct those that offend, and encourage those who lack courage, and bear the burdens of the weak, and be patient towards all men. See that not anyone returns evil for evil to anyone, but always pursue the good, both towards one another and towards all men. Rejoice always. Pray without ceasing. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of Elohim in Messiah Yahshua toward you. Do not quench the Spirit. Do not despise prophecies. prove all things, hold fast that which is good. Keep back from every form of evil. And may the Elohim of peace himself fully sanctify you, and may your whole spirit and life and body be kept blameless at the coming of our Master Yahshua Messiah. Faithful is the one calling you, who also will perform it. Brothers, pray concerning us. Greet all the brothers with a holy kiss. I charge you by our Master that this epistle be read to all the holy brethren. The grace of our Master Yahshua Messiah be with you. Amen.